You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
And hi from Breadline, the weekly show of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, as described. And I'm Jessica.
And I'm Daryl.
And yeah, we've got a bit of an exciting show. As I've mentioned before, our show goes out to air right at dinner time. So our topic today is going to be where you can get free food. First of all, we're just acknowledging that this show is being broadcast from the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Their sovereignty was never ceded. And we pay our respects to their elders, past, present and emerging. And first of all, maybe, Daryl, you could remind people if they've got any problems with their Centrelink payments or their job service providers.
Yeah, anyone having problems, which is usually everyone.
Everyone listening to this show, maybe.
Yeah. Get in touch with the volunteers at the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. You can call them on 1800 289 848. Between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday to Friday, or you can send us an email at ruwu.org.au.
Yes, that's right. So the thing is to get empowered with information when you get handed a form that you're expected to sort of sign on the dot, worried that you'll get your payment suspended if you don't. You just hold off, as Daryl advises people. Always, you've got a few days leeway before you have to sign anything, so you just tell them that.
Well, 2 days, actually.
2 days,
yeah,
right.
They've got to give you a good 2 days if they want you to sign something, which last time they wanted me to sign something, I said, oh, okay, no worries, I'll take it home and go over it. And they said, no, you've got to sign it here and now. And I said, well, I'm not signing it then. Oh, my consultant got so upset. She didn't say anything, but you could see it in her face. What a difference it makes when you know what your rights are.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, we're talking about the whole food issue, the fact that rents are sky high and the fact that our payments don't actually cover our rent means that a lot of people are cutting corners with food. But luckily, there's all kinds of exciting community organisations out there who are basically sourcing free food. But the first thing is, if you do want to take matters into your own hands, there is the old dumpster diving, which, of course, is an American term. We call it skip dipping as well.
Oh, but do we? Oh,
yeah, we can. That's what I call it.
I've never heard
anyway.
That version of. And don't forget, well, if you're going to do things like that, don't forget PPE. Wear good gloves, good boots.
And my advice is always take a hooked pole with you, which means you don't actually have to get in the bins. You can actually just size up what you like the look of. In fact, in the past, we actually got dozens of eggs out of a locked bin because we managed to open it about, 20 centimetres, and that was enough to hook out a few dozen eggs, which was fun.
Watched that night.
Yeah. There's another thing that I've done in my town, Wonthaggi, which is through the community house, I've contacted the main big supermarket and Woolies. They've got me to fill in a form guaranteeing that I'm from a community organisation. That was all fine. So now they just allow us to come and pick up as much bread as we like once a week. But you don't just have to get bread. You can tick other items. So that means you've got to be a bit organised, go to a community house, talk about the fact that people need food and try and get that form filled. Once it's filled, now we know the people who work in the bakery. And they just say, oh, yeah, there it is. And you don't just get bread. You get cakes and you get bread rolls and so on. And so then I just, around Wonthaggi, I just drop it off to about 8 places as soon as I've picked it up.
Yeah.
And last week it was quite funny. There was a guy waiting. As soon as I'd taken everything I could possibly fit in the van, he picked the rest of it up for his cows. Now, if I hadn't been
there.
For his cows, yeah. Because it's
cakes
free.
And...
Yeah, it's free food. For the cows, you know, it's not that good for them probably, but that's another story. But if I hadn't been there, all that would have gone to the cows. So, yeah, this case, I was happy to be the middle person.
I wonder what a cow's favourite cake is. Is it chocolate icing or strawberry?
Who knows? I know that they can't eat mangoes. I know that.
Can't they?
It could kill them, yeah.
Oh, really?
So some of the farmers pick up vegetables, but they always have to cut the seeds out of the mangoes and all that. Anyway, and we're talking about human food here.
Yeah.
So also a lot of community areas have local larders. Like we've got one where you can just go and help yourself to whatever people have sort of given to the food, you know, to the food larder. So that's another way you can get it.
Yeah.
But the other amazing organisation is Food Not Bombs. So they have been operating off for like 30 years in Melbourne. So what they do is collect up a whole lot of fruit and veg, have a big cooking session, and at the moment they give out that food in the street on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. they hand it out at the corner of Lennox and Butler in Richmond North. And then on Wednesdays there's at 7 p.m. as well, there's a meal at Catalyst. Catalyst on Wednesdays. I hope I'm not talking too fast, am I?
No.
So remember, Wednesdays, really, really free market at Catalyst all day from 11 till 5. And that's at 146 Sydney Road, Coburg. And that's, again, free food with no questions, no cross-examining from charities or anything like that. So that's just one example I know of. There probably are masses.
Well, I got more.
Okay, you tell some
of them. Yeah, I've done a little bit of research and I discovered Yarra Libraries in Fitzroy, North Fitzroy, Carlton and Richmond. They have a food pantry where people can come in and get some food there and microwave meals, basic pantry items. In Sunshine, there's the Holy Apostles Church in Anderson Road. They give out food vouchers and food parcels Mondays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Ballarat, you have the Salvation Army, Uniting Church, St. Vincent de Paul, Ballarat and Wendouree Neighbourhood Centre.
Yeah,
and
good one.
There are some other places there too, but there's just too many of them to name. But that's just a few of them anyway.
The thing about some of these sort of charities is they do, I know in the case of the Salvos in Wonthaggi, they ask you quite a few questions about your living situation and all that. And it's good to get the food, but it's a little bit invasive to get the questions.
So it's not enough to be just hungry.
No. You've got to basically be added to their stats because that's how they get... So, it's worth it. I mean, at various points in my life, it's been worth it to go through that. But you do feel a little bit under sort of observation.
Yeah.
But the other thing I only found out on the way into 3CR today was about this organisation, Local Food Connect. And it's not just sort of promoting the idea of local food.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
It was about this organisation, Local Food Connect. And it's not just sort of promoting the idea of local food, but also they have a map and that shows all the free community meals. So if you just go on to localfoodconnect.org.au, you can see what there is. And there's probably a lot more too. But just look in on their website, which is huge, look for the page that says free community meals. Mm. And that's when you'll find some of the things. Anyway, food should be free, you know. Whereas the people who are getting the money for this food aren't the farmers, they're the big corporates who are making huge profits.
Yeah, they're the middlemen.
And they're quite happy raking it in. They don't care if you can't afford whatever it is. And that's why, of course, they have those beaming pictures of happy farmers and Woolworths reps.
Yeah.
Big full colour.
Oh, they're all actors, though. They're not real farmers.
Oh, no. I thought they were.
No, they're always actors. Well, you know, a real farmer wouldn't stand there smiling, standing next to a
getting
Woolworths guy. You know, it's ridiculous.
And of course, there's also the whole perfect food thing. You know, they've finally got on to this and they give away a bit of misshapen and stuff. But that's another whole issue. Anyway, those are just a few ideas about ways to reduce your food bill. And there are a whole lot of other things that probably listeners, other ideas that listeners have. But we'll keep on, we'll come up with these various survival hints as they come to hand, really.
Yeah.
So, Daryl.
Oh, yeah, the interview. Yes.
Tell us about the interview, Daryl.
Yeah, well, this is an interview that Daniel conducted at the Flemington Flats where they're
Well, they want to demolish them all.
Yeah, they want to demolish them all and get them all out. And she's speaking with Jill. It was a good interview, and she talks about the community they've formed there. They know everybody. And
Right, let's hear it then.
Give her a spin and let's have a listen.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Danielle. I'm here interviewing residents at the Flemington Towers for 3CR. I'm with Jill, who's been a resident of the Towers. For how long have you been here, Jill?
Now, 13 years.
13 years. And why did you first come to living in the public housing tower?
All that time, I'm not afforded for private rent.
Yeah. And this is the only option you have other than being homeless. And, yeah, you can't even have a job without a house. Can you tell us why this community and this place is so important to you and it has been important to you being able to live a good life?
For me, I like this place. The first I come here, I live in Flemington. I have too many friends and too many neighbors. Everyone happy together, each other. Yeah. And transport very easy. You go shopping, city, anywhere. Yeah. And they have kids homework club, playing together, each other. It's very nice. Communication, all neighbors. I like that one.
Yeah, and you seem to know everybody in the building. So lots of families connected over the time that you've been here, and you know everybody, even not just in your building. Is that correct?
Yes, everyone they know, everyone each other they help, and you know, like example, someone sick, another neighbor. It's they pick up kids, yeah. They drop kids. Everyone comfortable, this place, in this community.
Yeah, looking after each other.
Yeah.
And why will it be so bad for the community to be separated, and how will it affect you, do you think?
This one, it's very hard. You go new place, you know, still your life is new. Start one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And still everyone, they miss it. And another new friend they make, it's very hard.
Yeah.
And everyone is now, it's almost, it's medium age, or like, you know, everyone is older. Older people, very hard.
Yeah, harder to make friends when you're
make
older.
Friends
and new doctors and, yeah.
Shopping, doctors.
Everything's different.
Everything is different.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to tell the community, the listeners on 3CR Community Radio?
Oh, everyone, help, please keep this government house and this community. This community, very beautiful community.
Yeah.
Very nice community, everyone together, happy community. Please keep this community, everyone, help.
Thank you very much for your time, Jill. And that's a call out to the listeners to come and help the community at Flemington Towers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really good. I mean, I just think that's criminal to destroy that community, all the communities which are built up around the public housing.
Oh, for sure. She had a, you know, you could really hear that in her voice, you know, the disappointment. They're all going to lose contact with each other. Well, they're not going to be close to each other anymore. And
yeah, and that's not just one.
It's like having to start life all over again.
Yeah, and, you know, there are small public housing developments, large ones, of course, the obvious ones that that we know, the small ones, like I lived in the walk-ups in Fitzroy, I'm sure all of those will be under threat. And it's just it's crazy. But anyway, there's a fight back, and I think there's a rally coming up, so we'll be able to advertise that later on. In October.
But, you know, listening to Jill, though, it, you know, that really hit the heartstrings there.
That's right. Mm. Yeah, well, talking of demos, I'm off to a demo now. I'm off to the vigil that for, unfortunately, you know, the year since the bombings by the IDF of all the people in Gaza and so on. So that's happening tonight. People have been told not to do anything. So, but I saw people out on the steps of Parliament early today, and yeah, I think there's got to be, you know, something's got to break that cycle of of incredible, you know, bombings and mad militarism.
Yeah.
We've got, we're working on building up a branch of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union in Melbourne, so sort of stay tuned for that. Just trying to book a venue for the next meeting, but we'll be advertising that on the show. And yeah, I think regarding our small part in the bigger picture, I think things are looking quite positive. Although, yeah, we probably should give out that number if anyone listening has any problems with Centrelink, to call us at the Australian Unemployed Workers. And you'll be talking to another person just like you. We're all volunteers.
Yeah, yeah. So that number again for the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, 1-800-289-848, or you can email auww.org.au.
Yes, I think
we've marked up our times again, Jessica. We've still got 2 minutes to kill.
2 minutes. I can remind people that 3CR brings you the union news because you're listening to it. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 on your dial. And don't forget, if you know any people with
online, yep.
And you can listen back to all the Breadline shows and listen to our various little small boo-boos we've made, we've made while recording. Don't listen to those too much.
Yeah, I've edited a few of them. I wish we could replace it with the edited version, but no.
That's right.
No wonder we're not working for the ABC yet.
That's right. Yeah, well, anyway. Okay, right, you'll hear from us next week. So bye from Jessica.
Bye from Daryl.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.